Warning, the following broadcast starring two of the five more educated members of the mediocre chart racing pop rock band Massive Wagons may contain swearing. We apologise if it causes offence. All opinions are our own.
There we are.
Here we go.
It's a fucking welcome to the laugh dome. It's a fucking it's a laugh a second here
it's
today.
It's a misery fest is what
tell
it is.
You. Eh?
We just spent the last hour moaning. Yeah. Well, to be honest, we should have filmed it really, because that'd have been that's what this is about, really. Isn't it?
We could have put our lives this week. It's our lives living on Earth.
We're triggered by
fucking
pretty much everything. Just what is it? Tax, MLTs,
tax bill, cars, mortgage increases.
Yeah.
And then all the other general shit: fuel, gas, electric, food.
Yeah,
fuck off.
Terrible. I mean,
honest to God,
we're in the UK. If you're listening to this outside of the UK, yeah. I'm sure it's similar. But I believe it's particularly bad in the UK at the minute in terms of
run by absolute dickheads.
Cost of living, the cost of living crisis. It's just awful. It's just been a series of absolute gang fuck disasters.
Now anybody can take the people that run this country, look at them with a straight face, and go, "Yeah, well." Yeah, they've got some good ideas.
They're doing a good job. They're doing their best.
They're trying. That's one, isn't it? I get sick of hearing that. What about Boris? What was it? Well, would you have done a better job? No, because it's not my job. He was trying. Well, that's not good enough, because it's his job.
Do people
he tried putting that fire out. He's a fireman.
Do people apply that logic to footballers that aren't doing well? The football team,
Exactly, yeah.
They're doing the best. I've never heard that before.
They get paid a fortune. They're doing the best. They're the bottom of the league, though. Yeah, but they're doing the best.
It's pretty left, right, centre, wherever you stand on the political spectrum, it is pretty hard to defend the current UK government at the moment. They're absolutely just appalling. trying to stay impartial, but,
It's hard, isn't it? It's hard. You just want to smash everything up.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, on that note, we're both in a pretty bad mood today, to be honest. So we're going to go with two of my. I'm bringing it all down. I'm going to two of my ideas because I'm in a bad mood. I don't really care what anyone thinks.
These are the things that are triggering you currently.
Trigger me most of the time, really. Oh, right. Cool. And it's pretty. This first one's pretty. I think it's pretty apt for this time of year, really. We're supposed to be happy, aren't we? It's Christmas time, isn't it? We're supposed to be pleased. cards, birthday cards, Christmas, Valentine's, Easter cards, greetings cards, cards.
Greetings cards,
greetings
yeah.
cards.
Yes, I... all right, cool. Yeah, I'd agree. I think they're pretty pointless, by and large. Yeah.
Right, yeah. Number one, first reason, really, honestly and truthfully, does anyone in the whole world actually genuinely say the words, "Oh, how lovely, Sue has sent me a birthday card. I'm so happy and grateful. What an amazing thing to do." No, they don't.
I don't know any Sues.
I only know one Sue, and I don't think she's ever sent me a card. So no. I'm talking a lot of shit.
I do. Right.
Have you ever got a card off anyone? Go, "Oh." Because you get them all the time. It's not like it's a surprise, is it?
I think, you know what? I
heard from her for 10 years. That's lovely. That might be the case. But it's like, no, she sent me one 3 weeks ago for Valentine's. No, she's not Valentine's.
Sometimes we get a card, right? Just to use an example, I'm being devil's advocate here, but because I generally agree with you that 99% of the time they're absolutely a waste of time.
In the age of social media, we can.
But do you remember when we did that? Do you remember when we did the. The in-store in Birmingham.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
I'm going to make you feel terrible.
You are, aren't you? I am a massive hypocrite when it comes to that.
No, but I'm saying I agree with you 99% of the time, but sometimes...
That was lovely.
It's the gesture and the thought. So we did this in-store acoustic for our latest album, Triggered, got number 6 in the UK charts. And we did...
Chatting if it's a fuck all.
No, apparently not. and we did... So on the release week or before the release week, we went around and played in HMVs, independent record stores, just played some acoustic songs. And this one, anyway, there was...
Birmingham, wasn't it?
Birmingham.
11, and there 11 was
a,
people.
Yeah, to be honest, it wasn't a great one, to be honest. But there was a lad there, and bless him, he comes to all of them.
All shop know him, don't they? Like?
They all know him, and he's a real sweet guy. And he came and he watches anyone who's... Whether he knows them or not, and I don't think he really knew who we were.
No, he didn't know.
Did his research?
I think he had some mental health.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
issues,
yeah.
You know, he was like a local lad who like lived in there, didn't he?
He had a belt on, and he had all of the like the little sort of trolls. They weren't trolls, but you know, like key ring sort of things around him. And he got us a card.
He did, yeah.
And
it's in the office. It's on the side in the office. Yeah. That is.
And that was sweet, you know. It's like
he just came out with it, didn't he? He just bought us this card, and he said, "That's for you." I was like, "What's this, mate?" And he was like, and I read it, and he went, "Two massive wagons. Best of luck with your release. I think you are great. Lots of love from Dave or John or whatever he was called." I was like, "Wow, that is lovely."
Yeah,
what a lovely guy. Didn't I? You just did it out of the blue, yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, I feel like a wanker now, to be honest.
No.
I'd forgotten about that.
No, but it's a way of saying something specific.
Yeah, yeah.
Rather than an obligation, which I think it is most of the time, like for your birthday or someone's birthday. Oh, bloody hell, it's like such and such's birthday.
Yeah, I've just got to get my card.
Get them a card, and I've got to take it round, post it through the door. Yeah. They open it. It sits on the mantelpiece for 2 days, then it goes in the bin.
It goes in the fucking bin, yeah. And it's just like, it's just a waste of time. Yeah, yeah. From that guy's point of view, that was lovely. That was a lovely thing to do. But yeah, I'm talking about, yeah, the on the wider thing, the sort of, you feel the obliged to do it, don't you? And you end up with fucking thousands of them. The postage and the fuel to deliver them all and all that, and it's just like, I'd be happy if I never got another card as long as I lived.
Well, that's it. It's the receiver that
here we go.
It's the receiver that you know, their opinion on it is going to differ. You know, I'd be perfectly happy to go, no one ever get me a card ever again, and that's fine. That's cool. But there will be some people out there that do like getting a card off certain people. Maybe they've got this distance.
I think it's nice. I think it is. I genuinely think it's lovely as well at school. Lila's, my little girl, is 6, and everyone in their class is genuinely buzzing about giving each other cards. That's nice. She sat and wrote a classroom full of cards, you know, or two.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, she did, yeah. Well, they were all doing it as well. She got about a load off her mates, and obviously the parents are all going, "Do you want to write some cards?" I thought, yeah, I want to write cards for my friends. That's nice, isn't it? But
Phoebe does not have that.
Does she not?
No, she comes back with them, and I'm thinking, like, God, Phoebe, do you not want to write some cards to your friends? Nah, not really.
She sounds like me.
Yeah.
No, can't be asked.
But
fucking brilliant.
But there are two types of kid, aren't they? That that do like it.
And no, she loves it.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, the second reason was complete and utter waste of paper, time, and money.
The paper thing is real. Like, you know, I know you recycle it all now, but still.
But if you didn't add them, you don't have to recycle them.
Do you know? I feel like that when I'm bunching up all the cards.
When you're throwing tenners on fire to keep warm.
Yeah. Excuse me. Throwing the cards away, and you got a big armful of them, and you're going out to the recycling bin, and you're just thinking,
I feel terrible. I feel terrible. Yeah. Yeah. It's just
looking at the teddy faces on the front of the card, you know. A dog or something.
You catch sight of the writing from Grandma Joan, and you think, oh, this might be Grandma Joan's last Christmas. Maybe she'll keep that card.
Oh, God.
And then you think, no, I throw it in the bin.
But there was a time when, like, in the early days of my relationship, when in the attic we've got boxes, plastic boxes full of old cards.
We got
you know, in the first Valentine's Day, you know, all that soppy crap.
The older you get, the more ruthless you get, don't you? It's like, yeah, you scoop all the cards up and you think, you feel bad because somebody spent money on it, somebody's took the time to write it, it's a nice message and it's gone in the post and it's the thought, and you think, surely something that nice, you can't just throw it in the bin. That's what I mean, the effort outweighs the appreciation.
Yeah, exactly.
It? And it's like, I feel bad for them. So you keep them for a few weeks. You think, oh, I'll keep all the cards, put them in a drawer, and then 6 months down the line when you're clearing the drawers, like, you've got no room for your fucking...
Yeah.
I don't know, whatever else you've bought.
It's interesting.
Switch games. The cards are going in the bin.
It's interesting to see the evolution of the Valentine's messages, though. In the first year, it's, you know, poetry and, you know, I compare thee to a summer's day. Then the last one, it's like, regards. Adam.
Yeah.
All the best, Adam.
Yeah. Or just your name.
Just Adam.
Yeah, fucking hell.
No
yeah.
Kisses.
It's funny that. Yeah.
You're sincerely, Adam.
The guy you live with.
The guy, yeah.
Me.
The guy whose life you've ruined. No, I won't say that.
And then the other one is, it's a bit of a different reason, to be honest. And I remember when I was I think maybe this is that soppy youth woke culture. I don't know, I'm only joking.
Go on then.
But I remember when I was a kid, like, my parents, like, my dad especially loves a funny card.
Yeah.
There hasn't been a car that's made me laugh since about 1985. It's a soppy old tradition that he's been in. But funny cards, they just don't get funny cards anymore. You used to get funny cards.
No.
I'm sure back in like the 80s, there'd be funny jokes, but I think a lot of it has to be torn down.
It has been torn down, hasn't it? And it's all like...
Or maybe I just don't find them funny anymore. Maybe
time for wine. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. All that white trash kind of...
The jokes in them are so unimaginative. I know my dad likes a funny card, and I do try and buy him a funny card, you know, somewhere, but there just is none. I just don't find funny cards.
Someone like Bernard Manning type...
I don't know about that. But I like the traditional joke, really.
I know what you mean.
He's an old school guy. Yeah, but even so, they're like... I don't know.
Lame jokes.
Lame, aren't they?
Yeah, there's lame... And then there's funny lame.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah, there is
there's,
funny
there's
lame.
There's crap dad jokes, which are funny, and then there's just lame jokes.
Well, you've got people like, I'm not saying you should go into making cards, but you've got people like Ari Hill. He doesn't swear, and he's not gratuitous, but the guy is funny.
Yeah.
There are comedians, and there is a way to be funny without being over the top, but it's just they're just lazy, aren't these card companies, I'm sure.
They need Harry Hill. Get
Harry
Clinton
Hill.
Cards.
You know what I mean, though.
Get Harry Hill. Does anyone still go in Clinton cards? That's another thing, like... Since
it's the town, isn't
it? Yeah, but since the other one is there, what's it called?
Card Factory.
Okay, why on earth?
No more, don't we?
Why on earth would you go to Clinton Cards?
It was expensive.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Is it?
Yeah. Fair enough. The cards are a little. You know, they might have a bit of gold inlay.
I got fucking Asda.
The message might be a little bit more sincere.
Nobody gives a shit.
But no one cares, do they?
Because that's nice. Bin. And you go like this. You go. You get it. You open it up from your nan, and you go.
Yeah, shake.
There's no money in it.
Shake the dandruff out.
Shake the dandruff. That's it. Anyway. Yeah. What do you reckon then? Cards.
Greetings cards.
I mean, it's a tough one, isn't it?
Greetings cards. I'm trying to think of any more points to make, really.
That's all I've got, really, on greetings cards. Three. It was like when we were going back to doing three points. Really.
I think Christmas are. They're even more. I keep forgetting that Christmas cards aren't for Christmas Day. You know, people are giving me Christmas cards now, and I'm thinking, shit, I need to be giving some Christmas cards out.
I haven't written one Christmas card this
no,
year.
No, I haven't.
I've written one to Terry, and I've written one to Terry from Lila. No, Lila wrote that.
Do they have it?
Yeah. Right now.
What? Do they have them cards?
Yeah, I gave Terry yesterday.
Right. I see, this is it. I'm like, to me, it's always been like a Christmas Day thing.
Has it?
Well, yeah. Maybe not, or maybe it's just me in my head.
I don't know, really. Just because I used to give them... Maybe it's just because I used to get them from... When I was at school, I used to get them from everybody, all in sundry. When I was a kid, you get bloody hundreds of the damn things. And they were from people at school, so you get them before Christmas. So it was just as a nice thing to leading up to Christmas. I don't know. I don't know what the rules are on it, to be honest. Yeah. I suppose, I imagine on Christmas Day, though, they get even more ignored. Who the fucking hell wants a Christmas card when you got a scale extric to play with?
Yeah, scale extric. Back in 1985 again.
Yeah. You'd love a scale extric now, don't fucking lie.
I had a scale extric, I loved them. I had a Formula One scale extric, and I got it in 1998. It was when Mika Hakkinen won, and I had a Ferrari.
Yeah.
It was when they were V10s, you know, and the scale extric cars weren't V10s, obviously,
no,
but that would have been amazing. And you know what? It genuinely was one of the best presents.
And you look
I
back
ever
now,
had.
And they're fucking awesome. Look at the scale. They're such, you don't appreciate as a kid what cool models they are and how great they are. You
Do
know?
You know what I liked about it? About scale extric, it was that you couldn't just squeeze and it would
stay on.
You had to drive, well, in ever fashion. But there was a skill in it.
Yeah,
you had to
slow down and
the trigger. You know, it was a weighted process.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, amazing, aren't they?
Not, and now they just wouldn't trust you to do that. They'd be like, no, kids just want to go fast.
Fast as they want.
Just push a button down and it'll zoom around.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, I agree, yeah. The dream for any guy is to have a house with enough rooms in it so you could have your own train set or scale electric room in it. Train set room. I'd love a scale electric room so I could put a scale electric in. That'd be amazing. And build it up, you know.
Do you know what? I think in this day and age, I'd probably prefer a train.
Would you?
I'd probably
train
prefer
set.
Like a to scale train. Train thing. Yeah. And really got
fucking old. I've heard away. You
know, really got to town on it.
Really,
you know.
Dorky. Real nerd. Out here, aren't we?
Little farmer in the field. You know.
Fucking hell, that's it.
Hey, you know, I don't know. It's only like an old man version of Warhammer, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Warhammer. Bloody hell. Fair.
Hey, I tell you what, get some Warhammer stocks in now because that is going to that's going to go up big time. Henry Cavill's just signed up
for,
to do a Warhammer series on Amazon. Yeah.
Ah, there
and
you
he's
go,
producing then. It and all
right,
that.
Okay.
Because he's like King Nerd, isn't he? So.
Yeah, yeah. He's, we were on about him the other day, weren't we? Makes you fucking sick, really. He's so nice. He's such a... No, I don't mean in a bad way. I think he's amazing. I think he's a great bloke. I love him. I think he's ace.
It's impossible not to like
him. Yeah, because that's what I mean. Yeah, yeah. I mean, he makes you sick in a sort of a...
You want him to slip up in some way or another.
He's so good looking, buff, nice. I know, yeah.
And he's like... he's humble. And,
yeah, exactly, yeah. He seems like a really nice guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a bloke.
I want to be his friend.
What a bloke. What a guy.
I think we need a picture of Henry Cavill.
We do need
on this
a picture
TV.
Of Henry. We'll probably get more women watching anyway if we had a picture of Henry Cavill. He's some bloke, isn't he? He's stopped doing Superman now, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's brilliant. Oh, yeah, well, he was binned, wasn't he?
See, you know, we're talking about Henry Cavill. I've cheered up a bit. Yeah. I forgot about my 900 quid mortgage.
As long as he's doing well.
That's all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good old Cavill. Should we go with another one then, quickly?
Go on then, go on, let's try and squeeze,
go on, let's
squeeze another
ruin
one out.
Someone else's day. We could go off, we've got two here. We can either go for riding horses down busy roads or those bikes people ride that are led down.
I don't know enough or have experienced those bikes that are led down.
You know the ones I mean, don't you?
I do, but how prevalent are they? I mean, that's like your local weirdo, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It is. Yeah, well, should we go down riding horses down busy roads then?
Yeah, go for that then.
All right, here we go. This is going to upset a few people. Don't get me wrong, it's not riding horses, because I think you should have the right to do whatever you want. You'd ride your horse down, ride your horse wherever you want, do whatever you want, you know, within the rules, it's fine. But two words, death wish, and not a car driver's.
Well, it's funny you say that. This very morning, coming over a bridge over where I live in Millet, a horse was coming over.
They jump everywhere.
And it nearly killed the rider because there was a hobgoblin truck coming the other way.
Was it?
Yeah, and it come around the corner and this horse did not bloody like it. Coming down the hill, like from Wharton.
Yeah, all right.
Like, you know, the hobgoblin.
Over Millet Bridge.
Yeah, like this horse did not like this truck. And I just saw it. I was walking over to the garage to pick my car up.
Yeah.
It's a super expensive MOT.
Terrifying though, isn't it?
But yeah, this woman did not look in control of that horse.
Two words, death wish, not a car driver's, and someone riding what is essentially a giant dog down a busy road equals disaster. It's a whole disaster waiting to happen, isn't it?
Yeah, it's...
I mean, riding them through fields, riding them on paths and bridleways. But there is a few people around here, when I lived in Carnforth in Milled, yeah, you'd come out of work and drive up Carnforth at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, there'd be some young lass riding a horse up the middle of town in rush hour traffic, you're thinking... I know you should be able to ride whenever you want, do what you want, and car drivers should respect you, but they fucking don't. A bit of common sense. Something bad's going to happen to you.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, if I wouldn't enjoy that, if I was, I think I'd enjoy riding horses, but I wouldn't enjoy riding a horse, and it's similar to cycling, road cycling. I'm just looking at the way they get tret on the road and forever getting overtaken, you know, narrow margins, and it's dangerous. And I just feel like, why are you doing that? I wouldn't be enjoying that.
Common sense, isn't it?
If I could go down a bridleway or down the canal or whatever, wherever else you want to leave your giant mounds of horse shit, then I think I'd prefer to do that. You know, I just think you can't be enjoying this.
It's like saying, I should be able to walk through that park in London at night. I should be able to. Yeah, but you're going to get stabbed. Yeah. Aren't you? Yeah, yeah, but okay, I should be able to. I should be able to. Yeah, but come and... But don't.
No. You
know, I just see it quite a bit, and I'm not a horse rider, so what do I know? I don't really be an expert on it.
No, yeah, but there is a kind of... People, horse riders, they get the back up, don't they?
I was wanting my wagon. I drove an 8-wheeler tipper, and I was in over Kellett up here, and I was always very courteous to horse riders and horses. Like, I'm totally aware of it. So I'd stop though. I'd seen this bloke riding this horse down the road towards me, and I stopped my wagon, turned it off, like let it go. I thought it was only a narrow road, and this bloke was riding this horse, and it started. It turned completely sideways, and it was going absolutely bananas, and it was running down the road like sideways, and he was panicking. And there's a woman with him, and it was a racehorse, a thoroughbred racehorse,
right.
And he'd had this horse. He'd retired or something, had it in this field, and I was thinking, you fucking hell, you maniac! I think he was only taking it from the field to the farm, and it was just a bad luck that I'd. I thought, wow, fucking unpredictable. It just looked terrifying thing. It was. It was looked like it was going to kick him off at any minute, like.
Yeah, and for such big animals,
yeah,
they're like any like the small a carrier bag. Oh, he hates carrier bags. Oh, he doesn't like milk bottles. Yeah. You know, that'll cause him to absolutely flip out. You think, God, these pathetic animals, and they get like, an abscess in the hoof or whatever, and that's, you know.
So she's done a horse for a while, didn't she?
Yeah, so I've got some experience with it, with horses, like, and I know.
An ex-girlfriend of mine had big teeth. That's about as close as I've ever been.
Oh.
I've got big... That's about as close as I've got. I'm not hung like a horse.
Yeah, that's the, yeah.
That's the obvious joke, isn't it?
Aye. No, no, they're like, for such big, strong animals, they're quite fickle.
They terrify me. I can't... Yeah, I think they're just dead unpredictable, like...
And damn tasty.
Good in a lasagna. That was a thing a few years ago, wasn't it? The old Irish... Jiminy.
Oh, it was Findus, wasn't it?
Was it Findus?
In Tesco, yeah.
The old horse lasagnas. That vanished quickly, didn't it? We're probably still eating them.
Horse lasagnas. God. I think in Germany, it's a much more sort of accepted thing, you know.
Horse meat.
If you want to...
And France, isn't it? France? They call it Chevelle.
I'm pretty sure they'll eat out.
Well, the French Chevelle, isn't very good. Yeah. Chevelle. Oh, there you go. And obviously, the second one, you covered it, really. It was sooner or later, your giant dog is going to kick you off and go mental. And if that goes in, well, then arsehole car drivers should go in the bin too, really. Because that's the reason, isn't it?
Yeah.
And also horse shit on the road. Horse shit. Much like dog shit, but bigger. Less offensive.
Don't see him walking around with a big bloody, big shovel.
You do get...
A bin bag.
You do get them. You do get the bags, don't you, I think? Do you get like the... Some of you do see some horses, they have like a strap where it catches the horse shit.
Like a nappy.
Like a big nappy. I'm like sure... Tell me I'm wrong here.
I've never seen that.
Have you not?
No.
I'm sure, like, yeah, I'm sure.
God, I'd imagine that. Emptying that at the end of a bloody...
But it's only... It's just
out.
Hay, though, isn't it? They don't eat it.
Yeah,
like,
it's not as offensive. It's not very offensive.
Dogs eat their own shit, for crying out loud, don't they? Anything, innit? It's like, what can I eat?
Horsey types generally love a bit of horse shit, don't they?
More about riders don't.
They're picking it up with their hands and they're like, you know, rubbing it and, you know, like, yeah.
Yes. Rubbing it on the teeth like it's like it's flipping speed.
Giving it a good old sniff. Oh, right. Oh, get a fresh that. Oh, yeah, what do you reckon? Oh, yeah. I'll take that.
Oh dear. But no, motorbike riders don't like horse shit. I think you know that.
No. It's dangerous, isn't it?
Yeah. It is dangerous, yeah. Especially on country lanes as well, you know. Yeah. I think it's pretty irresponsible. I mean, it's irresponsible. I'm on your own behalf, I think riding on busy main roads in rush hour traffic in a bloody horse. But horse shit, that's pretty fucking irresponsible. I think that's pretty fucking bad.
Yep. Yeah, well, you know.
But I'm not picking a fight here with horse owners because there's a lot of them out there.
I remember once we went on a bit of a kind of trail thing on a holiday, and we all got put on horses, and my dad, it all went really well, and then we got back to the stables, and the horse that my dad was on. So yeah, I know.
Back to the stables.
I know. Got back to the stables, yeah. And it's not that posh.
Sounded
fancy. So fancy stables, eh?
The stables. Yeah, go on.
And this horse that my dad was on bolted into the... Yeah. Not that way.
You're joking.
You know what I mean.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, go on. Yeah, go on.
Not in that way. Ran very quickly into the stables... with my dad still on it, and they weren't high, the doorway wasn't high enough.
No way.
So, you know, yeah, it was
no way.
It was that, you know.
Really?
The horse went in, my dad didn't go in, and he come off, and his leg was stuck in the stirrup, and he was dragged around. It was like proper Laurel and Hardy, except he really hurt his leg.
Jesus.
And you could tell the people who ran this like holiday trip out, you know,
they thought they would end up in prison here.
Yeah, well, they thought that you could definitely see him getting a bit, you know, like, oh my god, you know,
oh dear,
Dretz.
Rupert's run away with another one.
This is going to cost a bob or two. I could guarantee that horse was dead by the time we
it's glue.
By the time we left that
down
night.
The mines.
Nah,
but mate, I don't know if you remember. Have you ever seen the old Three Musketeers films?
Yes.
There's got Three Musketeers guys. Are they from like the 80s? The great films they are. And there was a British guy in it, a British comedian, and he was like a little fat, ugly fella. He used to do that all the time. And he played like
D'Artagnan, is it?
No, he played an associate of the Three Musketeers. He was like a comedic character. But he was a big actor at the time, and I can't remember his name. But that was his last movie, and he was killed on the movie, that set.
Really?
The same thing, on a horse. He was riding a horse, and the horse bolted and he drowned. No, it's a tree. It's a tree and took him off. Killed him, yeah. Yeah.
Should have been doing that with it.
No, it shouldn't have been anywhere near the horse.
Reminds me of a video I was once sent about 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah. On VHS.
Oh, dear.
I'll find his name. Yeah, I can't remember his name. Somebody will know him. Somebody will know it. It's a famous actor he was.
Yeah, they're dangerous animals.
Terrifying things.
I mean, and they're expensive. And but anyway, back to the point. Riding them down busy roads. Yeah, it's just if there's no way of avoiding it, then I guess you have to do it.
I can't help but think some horse owners do it on purpose to prove a point. And yeah, I just think it's a bit unnecessarily dangerous for more than one person. It's a disaster waiting to happen, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right in the way that you can do it, but don't be surprised when you get nothing but aggro for it. You know?
Yeah. It's just dangerous, isn't it? Anyway, I mean, it's made me feel better about my mortgage anyway. You can laugh at me all you want if your car's just cost me about 600 quid, so it's all right.
If you're listening to this while horse riding...
my bloody mortgage, horse pocket change to me. You want to try owning a horse? That's real money. Yeah.
Oh dear! Anyway. Right, we'll probably give next week a miss because of Christmas and all that gubbins. We're going to be spreading good cheer around.
Of course we are.
So there'll be no podcast next week. But we've done this for a few months now, and
yeah.
We hope if those of you that do watch or listen, I hope you like it. If you haven't already, do subscribe and follow or whatever you're doing on your whatever you need to do on your podcast
jobber.
Platform of choice, but thank you for listening. You know,
yeah, I really appreciate it. It's been a great start to this run of podcasts and what we're doing. I know you
this
like
series.
It.
It's just a bit of fun. But if you do like it, please let us know because it's nice to know that people do
listen.
Yeah, and also send you suggestions in. You know, what triggers you?
Yeah, because if I keep having to come up with them, we're going to probably end up beaten up or in jail.
Yeah, we're just going to whinge about, you know, the same things over and over, so...
Yeah, 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 yeah. But yeah, Merry Christmas. Have a good one. Have a great Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Yeah.
And join us again in January for...
More hilarity.
More whinging, really.
More whinging. Cheers, guys.
See you later.